Well, fans of the royal couple across Australia are also preparing to celebrate today's wedding. Conversely, Republicans say the over-the-top media coverage of the wedding is helping their cause. Here's Caroline Winter in Adelaide.
Okay, so scones are in the oven. We've got pigs and blankets after that. How many did we say we had coming in? 12?
12.
Yeah, okay.
On a tiered stand in the dining room of this home in Melbourne's inner north sit sandwiches with crusts removed, soon to be joined by freshly baked scones.
We've got the trestle table set up here.
Alice McKinnon is a self-confessed royalist.
I've been a fan of the British royal family, I guess, since Princess Diana died. I remember being at home on a Saturday night with my grandparents, and it was something we sadly had to go through together.
Today's one of the biggest days on the royal calendar, and for this 30-year-old, a great reason to celebrate.
The housemate and I decided we might put on a few sandwiches and a jug of Pimm's and see what happens. I've been actually quite surprised at how many people have been hankering for an invitation.
She says the popularity of Prince William and Kate Middleton and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle has given the royals a new level of celebrity and momentum. But how, if at all, will that impact Australia becoming a republic?
Well, my head has one answer to that question and my heart certainly has another, so I'm going to sit firmly on the fence with that one.
I think it's really important for us as a mature nation to be a fully independent country and have an Australian as our head of state.
Aaron Hill is from the Australian Republic movement. He says things have changed since the 1999 referendum when the majority of Australians voted no to becoming a republic.
We've had a lot of changes in the Australian community. We've continued to become an even more multicultural nation. We've continued to cast our independent voice into the world. And I think Australians increasingly, you know, they're frustrated with the state of Australian politics. And I think that this push for an Australian head of state can really be part of, you know, reshaping the future of Australian democracy.
A shift to a republic requires constitutional change, removing references to the monarchy as the executive power and putting in place an Australian head of state. But Bede Harris, senior law lecturer at Charles Sturt University, says it's not difficult to do.
There's a sort of insularity within Australian society and a failure to appreciate that actually this change isn't that significant from a constitutional point of view. Many, many Commonwealth countries have gone through the process of severing the link with the monarchy and have remained in the Commonwealth, have remained with a system of parliamentary government. They've just had a president come to do what the Queen or Governor General used to do.
And that's Bede Harris. He's a senior law lecturer at Charles Sturt University. Caroline Winter with that report.